Yeah, you're going to find it because you're not falling. You don't have, you got to get a revelation what a marriage is. Marriage didn't come from two men. And the devil knows nothing about a marriage and a family. God ordained it. So go to the altar of it. So you'll know how to live together as a husband and wife. You won't be fussing and cussing. Doing all this stuff. I'm going to go to another room. I ain't going to sleep with you. But when you get a revelation of the kingdom, you would be glad to jump in the bed each other. Hallelujah. So he said, now, let's get to our text, where we're going to start. See, I'm just getting started with my introduction there. He said, boy, where did that text go? You just hang around. You just, did not tell you put your seatbelts on? Hallelujah. Give me Luke 12:32. That's where we were going. Ooh, I'll get as far as I can. Thank you. Jesus. You know, really, really, it would be good. Because see, some of us are going to have to be corrected. And believe me, you might think you get in the way. I'll set your butt down so fast. Because see, I know who told me to do this. And you're going to try to smart off and run your little tricks and stuff. You better know you're coming on authority. And I'm going to hold you accountable, too. I've been letting y'all get away with a lot of stuff trying to help you to grow up. I see that ain't working too well. I'm getting ready to tighten down you and not being ugly, not being rude. But I'm going to be totally scripture. And that's the only way I know to do it. I said, that's the only way I know to do it. You say, whoo, what done happened? The Holy Ghost always talks. Have y'all found that scripture yet? Luke 12:32. So, you see it? So don't what? Ever be afraid, dear friends. See, that's what hurts people. They're afraid to trust God. They'll take some old lying snake, don't have no accountability, and let them speak all in their lies. And then they go home and try to work it on their wives, work on their husband. And they ain't never, and their marriage shot full of holes. And you're going to let them tell you how to treat your husband, how to treat your wife. Tell you how to raise your children, how to handle your money. What you ought to do, man, you see that deal, you ought to take advantage. If it's not right, leave it alone. I told you, my daddy, I did this one time. Me and my oldest brother and I. We made it up, boy. We thank God my daddy didn't find out. I probably still have some scars right now. I probably would have. Whew. We got together because he bought us these cap pistons. He didn't get us enough caps. We didn't have a lot of money. You know, you can buy a box of cap, you get them for a nickel or a dime because we're a 10-cent store. And a nickel and a dime was a nickel and a dime. And you probably pay $2 and $3 for them now if you can find them. But we can get them for a box of them, you know, get them off for a nickel, dime. So we said, what we'll do, we go in there, we're going to put some in our pocket. And we're going to pay for some, we'll keep the rest. And we did. And got away with it. And when we got out, we say, well, where did that, we were too scared to go back and tell the people that what we'd done. But we said, we'll never do that again. And guess what? I never did that again. I never did that again. And see, when you allow darkness to rule in your life, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? When you allow darkness to rule in your life, it's going to bring fear because you're trying to hide something. If you're honest before your husband, wife, and family, you don't have to hide anything. If you're a pastor that pastors the church, I don't have to hide anything. What in the world is that? I don't have to try to cover up anything from you. I don't have to prove to you that I'm taking money unfairly. Because you can go, if you can get back and check the books, you'll find out I ain't taking a dime. I never done it. So, that's why he said, so don't ever be afraid, dear friend. Your loving Father, what? Joyfully gives you his kingdom realm with all its promises. Did you hear what he just said? He gives you his kingdom realm with all its promises. I know I gotta do it, Lord. Like you telling me, I'll do it. Give me 2 Peter 1:3. Give me 2 Peter 1:3. Look what he said. Do you believe the Bible? How many of y'all believe the Bible? I'm gonna lift my hand up. According as his divine what? Power has given unto us what?
All things.
How many things?
All.
How many things?
All.
That pertaineth unto what? Life and what else?
Life.
Look how you take possession of it through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. He'll call us to glory and virtue, pureness and trueness, cleanliness. You don't have anything to hide. You don't have anything to be ugly about. If it has to do with life, he has given it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I said, if it has to do with life, it's already been given. That's why you don't have to be afraid. I don't care what it is. If you need a shoelace, God has provided a shoelace for you.
Amen.
How y'all think you? How do you women think you got all this long hair? You know you didn't grow it on your own. Got it all down your back. Want to look good, looking good, want to look good, looking good. And oh, my goodness, my goodness. Come on back to Luke. Come on back to Luke 12, Luke 12:32. Do y'all see it today? He wants you to get a revelation of the kingdom. Woo, thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna read it again. So don't ever be afraid, dear friends. Why? Don't ever be afraid, dear friends. Your loving Father joyfully give you his kingdom realm with all its promises. I know I'm gonna work y'all this morning just a little bit. So y'all can go home and say, Pastor worked us a little bit today.